everybody. This is Vicki Sullivan. This is one of my favorite tactics in sales conversations. Creating standards for selection is the best of both worlds. We add value to the conversation without giving away any ideas that keep buyers from working with us. And the best time to use criteria in sales conversations? When folks describe their situation to explain what they need. Think about it. We all assess the client's situation during our visit. Not only does this add value, but also sets the stage for our solutions. But too many of us stop too soon. We'll diagnose and then move quickly on to which one of our options would be their best choice. This is assuming too much too early. Instead, let's drill down on their assessment by adding criteria. Something like, sounds like you need blank, so whatever you decide to do, make sure you get blank, which is your criteria. Here's an example from many years ago. Back when I was an agent for professional speakers, I'd get calls from folks who weren't getting their speaking fee. So I'd point that out. But instead of saying, hey, I'm the best at negotiating, which, let's face it, anyone could say, I would explain, you know, you need someone who can negotiate your fees. So whatever you do, make sure your agent knows where additional money is at. Also, make sure they can help sell that, because many buyers can't and won't admit it. Then I would move on with a story about how I did just that. The result? The buyer now had another criteria to compare others to me, a benchmark where I could win. This backdoor approach changes what buyers are looking for without telling them they're wrong. Again, we help the buyer assess their situation and didn't give away ideas to implement. And most importantly, it shifts what the buyer thinks they need towards what we are uniquely able to provide. When we help people figure out what they really need, we stand out and become the front runner. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.